Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Akini Glasgow. I am a graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, with a degree in International Relations and a minor in History. On this day, April 11th, 1950, the Barbados Advocate published a quite disturbing article. Dogs in the Rocklea District area had killed at least 20 sheep during regular nighttime raids during the last month. According to the paper, residents complained that the dogs had been sucking up the blood from the kill and leaving the carcass on the ground to be found by frustrated owners. Mrs. U. J. Paravicino of Kenilworth, Rocklea, complained that she had lost 12 sheep this month. The first six killed on March 11th as they grazed on the pasture. Another complaint came from Joseph Griffith, a watchman for Mr. Norman Allen of Fairways. He recounted that on Good Friday, around 2 a.m., he heard the sounds of dogs barking from the direction of the Amity Lodge top pen. On closer inspection, he found two dogs which had slain two sheep and injured six. The injured six had to be put down due to the graveness of their injuries. Mr. Allen then went on to tell the story of how the dogs bit off the ears of a sheep belonging to Mr. D. Breedy and killed a youngling belonging to Miss B. Brathwaite. Proving how much of a menace these dogs came to be, another owner, Mr. Fitz Brathwaite, complained that on April 2nd, the dogs had attempted to attack his sheep but were sidelined by an internal battle within the group, allowing him the time to wake up and chase them off. Another resident came forward with her own story, telling the tale of bringing her sheep into her home after they were attacked and the dogs almost pulling down her door before she chased them off. Mrs. Paravicino was of the opinion that the owners of these dogs fed them blood when they were younger. She suggested that it was a common practice, as some people believe feeding their watchdogs blood in their youth will make them more adept at their duties. However, according to Mrs. Paravicino, these dogs never forget the taste of blood, and perhaps that is why they are attacking the sheep. Whatever it was made abundantly clear by the residents that they hoped the police would investigate this matter and lay traps for these dogs in order to protect their livestock. This grim news was reported in The Advocate on this day, April 11, 1950.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.